This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On third and seven, Pickett drops, firing deep downfield, streaking is Kelvin. Austin, who's got it, and he's got it all. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. He scored 16 unanswered. Pickett to the end zone. Freiermuth, touchdown. Great looking drive from the Steelers. What will Garoppolo do? Deep down the field and put it up for grabs. Adams gets a few yards and is intercepted. Wallace gets the 2 feet down. He's got another pick. And the Steelers are going to come away with the victory.
Those calls from NBC, Sunday Night Football. The Steelers win. Steelers win yesterday 23-18 over the Las Vegas Raiders to improve to 2-1. And the offense seemed to bring it together. Exciting game from the Steelers yesterday. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Morning Show, the early morning show, I should say. It's the Wake Up Show, presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. So two of the three teams this weekend from that are in season for Pittsburgh played well, played excitingly. Not going to touch too much on Pitt football this morning. If you want to call in on your own and express any of your opinions on that, you're welcome to. But I'm just going to stay away from them a little bit this morning, only because I have 40 minutes for this show. But the Pittsburgh Pirates played this weekend, took two of three from Cincinnati. The Pirates playing spoiler and could still possibly win 80 games if they went out the rest of this season. Now, how likely that is, it is what it's going to be. But they did successfully come back in a game they were down 9-0 in on Saturday, and that was their biggest comeback in franchise history. So, I mean, that's exciting. You know, you're upset at first when the game starts, but then they come back and they chip away, and then they score and they get 13 runs. So that's exciting. But, of course, the big storyline this morning is that the Steelers are 2-1 and now tied atop the AFC North, particularly because the Ravens did not beat the Colts this week. The Ravens lost in overtime yesterday. Now they're 2-1. The Browns keeping pace. They got a win yesterday. They're now 2-1 of the Bengals. Yet to be seen how far away they are. They're not going to keep pace either way because they've already lost two games this season. But if they lose today, they're going to be 0-3. They play on Monday Night Football tonight. So the Steelers in a decent position right now, in a pretty good position, keeping pace with other teams in the division. And the teams at the AFC North is as exciting as we all anticipated. And it's getting extra exciting, not only because the Ravens blew a game that they were favored in, but as it relates to the Steelers offense played well. I'll get to my opinions on that. There was also a report that came out over the weekend that was very strange, and I'll talk about that as well. But if you want to talk, if you want to voice your opinion, you're welcome to it, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me over X, the social media platform name replacing Twitter. Callus underscore 33 is my Twitter handle. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And if you tag me in a post, I'll read it, or I'll answer questions as I see them necessary or fit. And again, you can call 412-928-9370. Phone lines open for the entirety of my show this morning. But let's, I mean, there's so many things to dissect, so I'll just start with one of them. The offense looked good. Now, when I want you all to remember, because I know a lot of you listen, and it's nice of you, so you're listening out there right now. You've heard me before most likely talk about how it's not Kenny Pickett's fault. It is more play calling and coordination and the coordinator, which is Matt Canada. And after yesterday's performance, I'd like to say that I was proven right in that regard, that Pickett has the ability to make good plays. And you watched him, too, roll out of the pocket, right, run a couple times and scramble away to gain positive yards during a drive. And that's just stuff that we've seen before that he wasn't doing in the first 2 weeks. It looks like he was trying to stay within a certain distance to the pocket, and he wasn't very confident in going outside the pocket and trying to run on his own. And I think that could be a coaching thing. I think that if he's given a parameter and say, hey, you know, don't try to run too much, don't take too many risks. If you're going to throw it out of bounds, but don't like scramble away and try to run. I think that, you know, if that's what he was coached to do and it wasn't working, I'm glad that they fixed that. But Pickett has the tools. And I mean, I've always believed that. And again, if you've listened, you know that. I've always said that Pickett's fine. It's got to be some sort of coaching. And yesterday, I feel like I got some verification that my assessments are correct, that Pickett has it within him. You might be one of those pessimists that argue, oh, the Raiders aren't a great football team. Well, Browns really aren't either. And Pickett struggled against them through nearly a half, the first half. And the offense didn't do well throughout the entire game as a whole. The defense scored 2 touchdowns in that game, which really won them the football game. Right, so they've played against bad teams before, and they've not done well against bad teams before. So it's not like this is new. So don't try to say, oh, the Raiders are struggling. I mean, they're not. And even if they were, that didn't stop the Steelers from doing poorly before. Kenny Pickett has talent. Kenny Pickett has the ability to play well. He has the tools to scramble. He can throw the football, right? He's intelligent at the quarterback position. He's capable. I really think that some of the coaching that he was given and the play calls that were made and some boundaries that were set for him were limiting him in those first two games. And I'll give Canada credit, or I'll give Pickett credit for taking charge on his own. Whoever's going to take credit for this, or maybe they'll just say, oh, it's all of us, which is fair. It's fine. I'm glad that they stick up for each other and say that it's a team effort. But whatever call was made, something changed yesterday. It did not feel like they were playing safe. They took some risks on offense. Pat Freiermuth finally got some targets. A lot of targets, multiple targets at least, not just one. Right? And then Calvin Austin still being used pretty well. George Pickens, a weapon. The running backs fighting for yards every time they carry the ball, whether they got stuffed or whether they had openings. I mean, all of it just seemed to gel together. And I think the Raiders are a good starting point there. They're not a bad team. They're playing kind of like a bad team right now, but And you might argue that the call to kick a field goal at the end of the game might have gifted the Steelers a win. That's all fine. But the Steelers' offense still scored 23 points. Right? So that is good. That's what we want to see. And we saw a different scheme. I think Pickett was put into a box and they finally took the boundaries away. They said, okay, a little more risk-taking. Throw the ball downfield. Throw the ball to our tight end. Scramble and run for the first down if you have to. That's all great. That's all what I want to see. And that's all I'm sure that you guys want to see. But, you know, for those of you that doubted Pickett, not saying that he's the franchise quarterback. I'm not going to go that far. And I know some of you might call in, and there's a few of you on the line right now that might want to tell me, oh, yeah, you know, Pickett's still not a franchise guy. I'm not ready to call him that yet. That's fine. You don't have to if you want to bring that up. You don't have to call him a franchise guy. But is he a serviceable quarterback? Is he a quarterback that can conduct an offense in a way to win football games? Absolutely. Absolutely, he is. He can be, and he's shown that he can be. Now it's up to the coaching staff and the play callers and, you know, everybody on that team to execute plays that set this team up for success, not putting them in a safe box anymore.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, some of you want to talk right now at 412-928-9370. We got this caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ted.
Hi, Ted. What's up?
Hey, real quick, I'll be honest. You still got to get rid of Matt Canada. I mean, like yesterday. I don't get it. Look, Sam Howell right now is far better quarterback than Kenny Pickett in that sense. I mean, you look at his coordinator, you look at the play design. 14 points is still not enough. You're going to wear this defense down. And Najee Harris, I hate to say it, I think Le'Veon Bell's right. He got to cut weight. You can't play at 240. Mm. If he wants to save his career, you got to at least be down 230. He's slow, and he's starting to get hurt. And I don't think he's going to last the season. You see it. Ooh. He just doesn't have the burst. It looks like he's running with a piano on his back. Definitely too much weight. Too much weight.
Ted, I hear you. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, no, those are fair assessments. If they don't bring Canada back, I'm fine with that too. I'm not sitting here right now saying Canada's the answer. Canada can do it. I need to see more games if I'm going to say that, but I also still don't love Canada. And there was also a report that came out yesterday that was It was very strange. Yesterday, Saturday, it was sometime this weekend, a report came out on Twitter, and it was just a post. There's no story tagged with it. There's just a guy with a lot of followers that made a post, and it's funny, and I'll talk about that more next segment around 5:25. But no, I mean, if Canada doesn't come back, I'm not going to cry over that, and I don't think that he's still the guy. Even after this game against the Raiders, because it is one game, and Canada doesn't have a track record of major success from what I've seen. It feels like the Steelers need to play under distress to be able to win football games, and I'm not a fan of that. I especially think that with a new coordinator to come in and to give, you know, even more input and maybe be more of a risk taker for the offense, I think that would be good for the offense. So, Ted, I'm with you there. Canada may not be the answer, and I'm fine with him not coming back next season, no matter what the offense does, so I'm with you there. But, yeah, my whole point is just that Pickett is good at quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Now, whether, you know, comparisons to Sam Howell or any of the other young quarterbacks right now in the NFL, Kenny Pickett is a good quarterback, and I stand by that statement. And I'm glad that I got some confirmation by his performance yesterday that statement is accurate. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Harry. My name's Dave. I was calling about play calling that they did yesterday.
Sure.
A little bit more row outs, a little bit more play action pass. Instead of every time they go under center, they run the ball. They go into shotgun, they pass it. They actually mixed it up a little bit and they actually scored a few points from it. I don't know if that's Matt Canada actually doing his job and mixing things up, or Kenny Pickett was making a few more connections on things. But I think it was Canada holding back, and Canada's still the problem, and his game calling is terrible. He's so predictable. That's why they get banged up. Hey, thanks there.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No notes there. Yeah, no, everything you said is reasonable. All right, let's move on. We got Roland from Castle Shannon. Good morning.
Happy Victory Monday.
Yay! Yes. All right.
I thought the game changed on the Calvin Austin play where Kenny hung in there.
Yep.
The Ferrari just blew by. I mean, that was a blow by. That totally changed the game. The two things that were disturbing to me watching the game.
Ooh, negativity.
Number one, Davante Adams. We couldn't cover him all night. Why Joey Porter didn't play, and it turns out the two guys I wanted Joey Porter to replace made three interceptions, Levi Wallace and Pat Pete.
Yeah.
So that was troubling, and Max Crosby. What that shows you, and even Brady lost two Super Bowls to the Giants, when you have four guys that can get home up the middle and on the edge without having to blitz, it's disruptive. Kenny faced teams like the 49ers and the Browns that can get home with four guys.
Mm-hmm.
Why they can't block Max Crosby? He was the only guy getting home last night. I don't know why Broderick Jones isn't playing. I don't know why they're not doing, but you saw it. Did you see Keanu Benton get home up the middle? Did you see that move he made?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember.
So what I saw last night that's really, really positive for Steele, let's stop talking about Canada. I don't know what he did or what he didn't do. I think what they did is they're actually demoting him. They're going to make him quarterback coach and bring in a real OC. They're going to put him back as QB coach and tell him it's a promotion and give him more money. So they're going to do some PR spin to save face. And if he has value as a QB coach, that's great. He's not an offensive coordinator. They're going to bring somebody else in, probably Leftwich is my guess. But what I saw last night that was really, really, really encouraging, number one, that Steeler Nation, they don't play road games. You know that, Nick. Every game's a home game for the Steelers, except for that 49ers game at Acrisure, of all things.
Yeah, well, it's true.
And the other thing that's very, very encouraging, they have so many weapons. The one that I'm scratching my head, I love Braden Fehoko.
Mm-hmm.
You can double-team him. You can't move him. Why they activated him from the practice squad and then didn't give him a helmet is beyond me. I was hoping to see him, but I got to tell you, Benton and Montrevious Adams were monsters up front and getting deep and making tackles and making plays. You notice that Loudermilk didn't even play last night, Nick.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, hey, Roland, thanks for the call. I gotta get to a break here soon, but I appreciate all your comments. A lot of analysis there, which is all right, which is all right. Max Crosby not being blocked. Again, one guy can do a lot. You know, maybe you want to plan for him, but Max Crosby is that guy, so I don't blame them too much, as is Davante Adams. I mean, he's a great receiver. So sometimes it's hard to cover those guys, and you got to remember there's the four quarters that they play. There's a whole hour's worth of game to be played. So, I mean, the Steelers' defense got stops. The Steelers' defense, I believe, when they were sacking Jimmy Garoppolo, that they were preventing him from looking for Davante Adams, and that was their game plan. And when they stopped getting pressure there for a couple of those plays, for a few of those plays, Adams was getting the ball. But that's kind of – Adams is one of those guys where when you target him, you know, he is that guy, and he's going to make a lot of catches, and he's going to make a lot of plays. And that's the same thing with Max Crosby. You want to put up a game plan there, but Max Crosby's still, you know, one of those guys. So – you know, I don't blame the Steelers defense or the offense for that as it relates to Crosby. And I don't think Broderick Jones necessarily would have come in there and saved the day all by himself. That's just, I don't think that's necessarily reasonable to say. But either way, yeah. I mean, I don't want to doubt. This morning should be about celebration. We'll dissect the Steelers throughout the week. You know, that's a lot of analysis there by Roland as well. You know, there are some things to think about, and that's fine. But this morning, they executed, and regardless of, you know, the one guy that may have gotten the most pressures on the Steelers or the one guy that the Raiders targeted, that they moved the football. I mean, this morning's not about that. This morning's about saying, hey, overall, through the four quarters of the game, they did it. They did many more things correctly than not correctly, and they won a football game against a team that gives them... you know, that gives them a good bar to set in the Las Vegas Raiders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.